Kyle Shanahan's history. And here's another thing that I'm not sure the fans know about Kyle. Everyone knows his dad, Mike Shanahan, and you know how he got into the whole coaching world. But I know firsthand he went and spent, and I talked to his dad about this, and when Kyle was the OC for Mike in Washington, we were doing a game, and I said, man, he is really, it was a young coordinator. I said, I can't believe it, all the success he's having with Robert Griffin III. How's he doing it? And are you guys running the same old, you know, zone with the dash and all the stuff off of it? That he goes, no. He goes, let me tell you something. And he really respected about this about his son. He went and spent 2 years with John Gruden. And he learned John Gruden's offense. Mm-hmm. And he learned all the verbiage of John Gruden's offense and all the adjustments. And there's so much fluff on top of that offense, the traditional West Coast offense. And then applied that with what he knew with his dad and from his dad. And thus you got this offense that challenges you everywhere.
Fans are going to love that bottom stat we just saw up there. 17 pass plays of 40-plus yards this year. Now they have Julio Jones there. They had Gabriel there that was a big play player. So. But that's something that you would love to see. And to the other point, Tim, I heard this a lot in the playoffs in interviews about what Kyle Shanahan did in year two in Atlanta, which was get Matt Ryan, who was already a 31-year-old guy, to change, to move him a bit, to run play action, which meant turning his back to the defense, to line of scrimmage, to run play action. And he got Matt Ryan to do it and do it so well that the numbers you saw on the screen were the production.
Yep.
If you have questions, be sure to send them in. We've got one from Kevin, and as you just alluded to, yeah, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones will stay in Atlanta. It's not a package deal with Kyle Shanahan. So it immediately turns to, as Kyle Shanahan alluded to, you can't look at what's out there until you know what's here. It becomes a very serious evaluation of this roster. And so how do you go about that, knowing that free agency and the draft are right around the corner?
Well, I think a couple things. And Kyle knows the defensive team here pretty good, having lined up against him. The last 2 years consecutively. I think John's knowledge being in the broadcast booth, and I know how much you have to really put a blanket over the whole league and starters, backups. You got to be ready for just about everybody. So he's got a great feel for that. You know, I think we all know some of the hot spots on this team, and I think what I would encourage anybody to do immediately is go look at Atlanta's roster. See who's scheduled for free agency. I think Taylor Gabriel may be scheduled for free agency. I mean, there's going to be a handful of guys. Go look in Cleveland, guys that already know his system. Nobody wants to hear the name Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub could be brought here and teach whoever the new quarterback is going to be the whole system from top to bottom. So just start kind of studying. If you're a viewer out there, just look around where he's been. Go to those rosters, in particular Cleveland and Atlanta. See who's scheduled to hit the market in free agency. And there's a chance, I don't want to say a good chance, but a chance one or two of those guys could be here because they know what they know how to sell the message of the head coach.
Ted, when you're talking about the allure of the position, it's the cap space, it's the number two overall pick, it's the contracts that aren't limiting and binding to you to the future, so you're really getting
that. It's that SF brand. It's that big 49er logo. There's the draw. Well, and I love all that stuff, and it's true.
No, it's right.
But this organization is the draw.
Yeah, and I really... Again, to go back to a phrase I used at the very beginning, the magnet effect. And I think that free agent players will turn around. And, of course, the contracts and the stability that the contracts suggest are going to be important to players. But it's a beautiful stadium. And now it's a coach with cred, a coach that has run offenses that work. We don't know who the defensive coordinator is going to be. That's why I asked John that question, because everyone overlooks defense, which, by the way, is an area that needs to be addressed here pretty significantly. But looking at the... And that's, I'm sure, what John is going to be doing a lot, is looking at the personnel that are coming back on D and think, what's best? What's Navarro Bowman? What's going to be best for Navarro coming off his injury? What's going to be best for Buckner and Armstead, first-round draft picks going forward? Those are going to be important decisions
and
they make.
And you know what? I'll go out on, and I have not talked to anybody, and it's conjecture. I know John's history. I know where he's been. Kyle as well. Knowing the personnel of this football team, and I know it's been drafted to support a 3-4, and I'll go out on a limb, and who knows what's going to happen, but I will suggest this will be a four-man front defense before it's all said and done, and the personnel can transition right into it. You can name any player on that defense, and I'll tell you where to put them in a four-man front.
It's certainly a storyline to continue watching. Question for you, Tim, from Greg. I know you mentioned it, and if there's really any breaking news about the day, it's that John Lynch at the podium did say that Martin Mayhew will join his staff as a senior personnel executive. What do you know about Martin, and what can you tell the fans and how he's going to integrate with this front office?
He's a great man, and I've known Martin for a long time. Knew him when he was a general manager in Detroit. Knew Martin as a player in Washington when I was in Chicago. So I've known him for a long time. He's a good human being. We'll start there. Nobody cares about that, but I think character is important, and I think it counts. When you look at Detroit, and I think John referenced it, drafting Matthew Stafford, drafting Ndamukong Suh, drafting DeAndre Levy. You can look at some of the defensive backs. He's been around. He understands. He's got great connections. He's got great relationships around the league. He's been with the Giants the last couple of years. And I think he's done it before. He has built it from soup to nuts. And I think if you're a guy like John Lynch, who is very capable and is going to become more capable the more he understands the business of being a general manager, to have a guy to support you that's done it from top to bottom, and a good man, and a guy that's easy to talk to and communicate with, and those guys share a lot in common and have a long history, I think it's a home run, his addition. It's great.
And if I can tag one thing onto that answer,
absolutely.
I thought this is something that John referenced in the press conference that we can tend to forget because we're trying to erase the memories of last season. But John talked about players who, of course, are physical players that are fast, all the standard football things, but players of character. Character in the community, which we understand is so important to the York family. I'm talking about the locker room, and we tend to forget that at the end of the season, that was big. That was significant. I mean, I had Joe Staley, go off with me for about 15 minutes on the last week of the season about that's something this locker room needs, leadership, that strong veteran character presence. It doesn't necessarily have to be veteran, I guess, Tim, but that is an important thing that I'm sure John Lynch and Adam Peters and Martin Mayhew and Kyle Shanahan are all going to be addressing.
Yep.
Listen to Kyle Shanahan as we kind of wind down here on 49ers Live. Appreciate, again, you joining us here on this very special day for the 49ers organization with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch at the helm. Listening to Kyle Shanahan and, talking about how the 49ers have held a close place in his heart since being a ball boy back in middle school, and then saying that he believes in, being sold this job. I didn't need this job. I want to be a head coach someday. I was going to wait for the right job. The reason why I think this is the right job, you mentioned it, the Oval, the legacy of this team, in this franchise, but also he believes in Jed York. He believes in Jed York's commitment to winning, and that to me says a lot, and it should say a lot to everybody else.
I think a huge part of Kyle being a coach, and I think a huge benefit, is the communication between the owner, Jed York, and his head coach, Kyle Shanahan. And I think it's going to finally be a communication style where they can look each other in the eye, Joe. How about this? This is a novel idea. Real conversation. Ted, real conversation. Yeah. We can look in each other's eyes and understand we're having an authentic, a genuine, a real conversation. We may not be in step in terms of agreeing on everything, but the communication barrier, whether there was one with Jed or not and the other guys, to me, that thing is knocked down. And the communication between those two, again, promoting that synergy is going to be huge. I'm so happy that it ended up being Kyle Shanahan, and it could have gone a few different ways, as we all know. I think I told Al Guido this just the other day. I think the chips fell in the way of the 49ers this time in terms of the energy, in terms of the vibe and where this thing's going, and ultimately you got to put a good product on the field and you got to win. But details that are often overlooked, which I think are very important, Ted, I think are going to be able to grow together. I think there's some organic, it's got a chance to really do it the right way.
And everything Tim is saying there, I think, is perfect internally. And then I'm going to take the external tack and say, I think that's a big part of this as well. And we've seen it already. How easily, again, John and Kyle handled the press conference, John's appearances already. That has not been a strength. I mean, let's be blunt. That hasn't been a strength of this franchise in recent years, is being externally, to use the Silicon Valley buzzword, transparent. That's a word that gets used too easily, but it is a significant part of where this stadium is, where this franchise is, in the middle of Silicon Valley. I think that's going to be significantly better communicating, and I suspect it'll go to Jed, in fact, at some points, to communicate better with the fans, with the people that have invested their money to help build this stadium, that are supporting this team, with the sponsors that support this team. I believe, for the first time in several years, this truly starts a new chapter in the 49ers and being able to not just to embrace communication and transparency, but to actually implement it.